lessons, and she's gotten much better at it. Any event, I gave away, thank you, I gave away my first Gospel of John last night. If you recall, a couple of weeks ago, I told you about when I came back from Wisconsin on my vacation. There was a gentleman in the back, sitting right behind me, in the middle of two fellows that he were his captive audience, and he was sharing his faith to beat the band, which was great. And there were some good things as my wife and I were listening, and some bad things, or some areas of improvement. And I got to reflect on that and talk with you about those notions, and actually just wrote a ministry letter to that effect. I think it's coming out August 1st. You'll be getting the breakdown there of these 8 points, the things that I learned from that session. One of the things, though, that he did that I really liked is that he always left something behind. In his case, he is leaving books pretty much, although he had some small Bibles and some gospel tracts that he offered. And I thought that was a great idea. I usually leave my business card behind, not so somebody can call me, but because on our business card is our website, and people can then go to the website and draw from that. So I know if I've had a chance to put a stone in somebody's shoe, if I've just said something that got them thinking, which is what my goal is, as you know, just not to win them to Christ, but to just get them moving in the right direction, put a stone in their shoe. If that has happened, then I give them something to follow up on, our website address. But you may not have a website, or you could use ours if you want. That's fine. But it's also good to give them something tangible in their hands that can potentially take them the next step. And a lot of people use tracts or maybe books and things like that. But I favor the Gospel of John because you can get them cheap. And they're powerful. You know, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, I talked about the reason why I personally believe the Bible's inspired, and it isn't for the 6 reasons I give in the talk for Stand to Reason called Has God Spoken? I mean, those are valid reasons, but they aren't the reasons I believe that the Bible's inspired. Those are my backup objective reasons. The thing that compels me is not objective principally, but subjective. I read the book. And the book had an impact on me. And when you think about Jesus, when he went out to speak to the multitudes, he didn't start with a 5 or 6 point argument about why he was God and why you should listen to him. He just spoke, and people left saying, "No man speaks as this man speaks." So people engaged Jesus, and that's what turned them around. And so instead of debating with somebody about the inspiration of the Bible, and there's a place for that, but the first line of attack, if you will, is if you can avoid that and just give them Jesus in, say, the Gospel of John, and let them read Jesus for themselves. People say, "Oh, the Bible's a book written by men." So? Do you have any books in your library? Who wrote those? Monkeys? No, human beings wrote it. You don't throw them out because they're fallible. You read them to see if there's anything useful there. I encourage people to do the same thing with the New Testament. Get a gospel. If you're not sure, read Jesus for yourself. Don't take everybody else's word about it. He's easy to take out of context. Start in the Gospel of John and go right through the whole thing. This was the gospel that was written by John himself with the express purpose of giving you evidence so that you would be able to put your trust in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and in so doing, have everlasting life. How do I know that? Because he says it in chapter 20. He says, here's why I wrote, and here's why I wrote the particular things that I wrote. So, if you are talking with someone, you're putting a stone in their shoe, you get the ball rolling, right? But you don't leave them empty-handed. You give them something. I suggest stocking up with Gospels of John from the Pocket Testament League. We met with some of their folks last week. They gave us a handful of them. In fact, we believe in this so strongly that every time someone orders from Stand to Reason now, we're going to toss in a free Pocket Testament League New Testament, Gospel of John, as a sample for you to give to someone else. And if you like that, you can go to them directly and get as many as you need. So you always have one in your pocket or in your briefcase or in your car or something when you have a conversation, however long it is. You can do what I did last night when I was at Starbucks out there in Thousand Oaks where my son works. And there was a bunch of people in there, some regulars, and I was talking to somebody about he had a copy of Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code. Started to read it. So I was talking about that, and somebody else was listening in at the next table over, and then he started offering some questions. And so I went over and started talking to him a little bit about it and about the Jesus of history, which is recorded in the Gospels. And then it occurred to me, I have my Gospels of John right in my car. I said, hang on a minute, I'll be right back. I went and got my Gospel of John, and I said, here's something for you to read. And this one starts out on the first page, the introductory material. It says this. It's actually in large print in the front, right inside the cover. You're holding in your hands a true story, an eyewitness account that has stood the test of time and made a difference to millions of lives around the world. It's a story that will help you sort through the priorities of your life and answer your deepest questions, ones we all struggle with, like where did I come from and why am I here and where am I going? That's the first page. And in fact, that's what I told him. I handed it to him. I said, you know what? This is a true story. It's a true story about the man Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. And this is he's the one who changed my life. When I read this book and I took it seriously, everything changed. Maybe your life will change too when you read it. He was so thankful to receive it. He took it and thanked me, shook my hand, and off he went. Now, my wife and I sealed that with a prayer as we drove away. But that's how easy it is to plant a seed, put a stone in the shoe, and leave something substantial. Then when he goes away and starts to read it, it's not Greg Kochel telling him about Jesus. It is Jesus telling him about Jesus. It is not Kochel trying to persuade. It is Jesus that's doing the persuading. And that's a whole lot easier, right? Because the Word of God is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. It can do the work, especially when it's read the way it was given, in whole pieces and not in little bitty chunks. So I commend that to you. If you contact the Pocket Testament League, you can go to pocketpower.org, www.pocketpower.org, and there's the whole skinny on it. They have all kinds of translations and all kinds of covers. Mostly it's the Gospel of John, I guess, if you want to give something to start out. And you can get them for free. You can donate or you can pay for the shipping if you want, but they're there to give it to you. So I commend that to you. And it was kind of neat for me to be able to hand that gospel, knowing that Jesus was going to do the heavy lifting for me. Well, let's start with